This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, y'all. It's Drew, and I am your host of the Comment Section Podcast. Woohoo! We all know that. I want to take this moment just to thank all of you for an amazing, amazing ride on the Comment Section. It has officially been 100 episodes, and I never get emotional. Don't tell the men. But I'm very, very thankful for every single one of you that listens and streams and watches the show. It is truly a labor of love. I couldn't do it by myself, and thankfully I don't have to, because I've had some of the best guests that you could possibly imagine. So for this very special 100th episode, I wanted to show you all some of my favorite moments from the entirety of the last 2 years, because what an accomplishment, 100 episodes. I'm so excited, so proud of you and me, period. And thank you all for giggling with me. It's been a fucking blast. With that being said, enjoy the 100th episode, and I'll see you next week. Bye. What else you got? Let's hear it.
So it was on Reddit. It has 263 views. Reminder that makeup is the biggest fraud in history of mankind, and it should be illegal. It's just me before and after with makeup on. I don't even look that different.
You really don't. You know what's crazy to me? This whole makeup. Do you really think, like, you have a wonderful eyeliner going on? You
Thank
think
you.
That's natural? Like, look at my lashes. You think this shit's real?
Yeah, and there's also like articles where it's like guys don't like bright makeup. You like makeup. You just don't want to tell that you like makeup.
I want it to be a game. Like, you keep coming back to something that's hurting you, which is.
Oh, I'll be doing that. I mean, it's fun. You're like, I know you're bad for me, but I'm attracted to you
because of that. You're like, you know what? I am ready to get hurt again.
Yeah.
I have taken my time. Yeah. I've healed.
Yeah.
I'm ready to reopen it.
Run it back.
Yeah. Let's run it back one more time.
For shits and giggles, I'm a little bored in my life. Run it back. That's just lesbianism, though. I don't know. That's just how this is.
This is how it be sometimes,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Huh?
So I went on this Hinge date, as you know.
Yeah.
The guy's profile said 5'11". I was like, okay, a short man. That's fine.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Right.
He pulls up to the date, a strong 5'7".
Oof.
And I'm like, looking down at him, I'm like, okay, I can work with this.
You know,
I can work with this. I'm not shallow. I don't care that you lie.
You're like, I like charity.
Yeah. Oh,
I give back.
I do lots of charity work. If you've seen any of my ex-boyfriends, like, I do charity. Like, call me the Salvation Army. But anyway, so we're having a good time. I'm like, okay, like, I don't mind that this man is shorter than me, because I don't, that's not like something I always care about.
Yeah.
So the date ends, and I go to hug him goodbye at the end of the date.
Yeah.
Pulls up my sweater, puts my full titty in his mouth. And I'm standing there, I'm like, okay. In his defense, he was eye level with it. I was trying to justify it.
You know what? He saw his opportunity.
Oh,
he took it.
He took it. He was like,
he said,
this
you know
is
what?
Never going to get further than this.
I go big or I go home.
Oh, he went big. He went big. He showed up small, but
that's the one
he
big
went
thing
big.
He did.
Yes.
The one big thing about him.
Yes.
I was at Olive Garden.
Oh, that's what it was.
In Newport Beach. And I did see Elon Musk. No, not Elon Musk.
Grimes.
His then wife,
Grimes.
Grimes, with Noah Centineo. And they were making out over some breadsticks. And I did tweet about it. And then, unfortunately, they like put out that statement that they broke up a week later. So people thought it was very...
So are you omnipotent then? You're just all-knowing?
I either manifested it or like...
Or you actually saw it.
Or I did actually see it. And
who
everyone
knows?
Will never know.
Honestly, you know who does know? Probably the entire student body of Harvard. You're an esteemed alumni.
Where I attended, yeah.
You're esteemed alumnus.
So basically what I do is I lie. I tell untruths. I make things up. And I feel like I found that the internet is a much better place for me, like spiritually, emotionally, if I just make things up.
If you just lie.
Because then when I'm faking stuff and people are mean to me about it,
right,
it doesn't cut.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Because it's all a fantasy.
Yeah.
It's lore.
Yeah.
Speaking of understanding the male and female gaze, we both have dabbled in the arts,
you know,
of fan fiction, if you will.
We're authors. Literary critics.
Right. I mean, the pen is my sword. That's how I like to see it. You know what I mean? I'm a true artist on paper.
Wait, what did you write? Because I wrote
my fan fiction.
Yeah.
My fan fiction was about the Jonas Brothers. Because they had me in a chokehold, bitch.
Who was your bias? Who was your favorite?
Oh, mine was Nick. I was a Nick girly. I think I knew deep down that he was down for the brown. I think I knew deep
you
down.
You knew. You had a feeling.
He was the only one who ended up with a brown girl. So I was like.
And you know what else? You said he's sick.
Yeah.
He has diabetes.
When I tell you the diabetes was a main point in my story. Why? When I was 14.
Because you're a good story writer.
When I was 14, I literally thought, like, I don't know why people treated it like it was terminal. Like, I know. When he came out with, like, you know, having to deal with diabetes.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like, oh, my God.
Dude, little bit longer.
Little bit longer.
I literally was like, he's going to die.
I literally was like, oh, my God. I was, like, so moved. I was like.
Like, why?
I just, honestly, when I wrote the thing, I hand wrote it. By the way,
no, you didn't.
Yeah, because I'm a
You're
colonial
like in
woman.
English class with a like a scrill. And
I'm a colonial woman, like by whale fat candlelight. I was writing it with a little feather,
a quill pen.
No, seriously, I filled up like 3 notebooks with it,
dude.
And I had him in it, and like Miley Cyrus was in it,
yeah.
Selena Gomez.
Naturally,
there was cheating, a pregnancy scandal.
Damn, you!
I wrote it. I was novellas type beat. That's what I was writing in there. I was writing plots, twists, climaxes. You know
Dang.
What I mean?
Dang!
And then my sister was building a MySpace at the same time.
Yeah.
So we could like put it on MySpace.
Did you?
No.
Damn.
We literally built the whole thing. She coded the thing and everything. Like this bitch taught herself how to like code MySpace.
You're kidding?
Yeah. So we customized and everything.
So you made this and never shared it with the world.
I swear, I promised my followers when I was like, oh, when I hit 1 million, I'll read it to y'all, and I can't
Lie.
Find it.
Liar.
Some of them to this day are like, where's she at? Where's she at, bitch?
You can't find it?
No, I can't find it. I can't find it. I think in shame I threw it away. But I wish to God I had it now so I could
sad.
Read it like word for word how
right?
I wrote it. Because I was so dramatic. If you couldn't tell.
No, but I bet it was good.
It was so good.
I love yours. Like so you never like read fan fiction.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, you did. So you know Wattpad.
I was so far up that ass.
I was so Wattpad number one used app on any device I've ever had. Humiliating. The worst thing about Wattpad is that it's written by girls like you then.
Yeah.
14 and hornier than a man in his 50s. Like, it is just criminal. And I remember reading it, and you know they have no grasp on grammar.
Yeah.
So it's like, he let out a breathe. On Wattpad, it's just truly the worst grammar.
Unhinged.
Like, no comprehension of syntax or grammar or just, like, English in general. It's like, I let out a short breathe. And then he kissed me. And I'm like, period.
You're like, that's me. When you're reading it.
It's really, really good.
I want to do this for me.
Yeah.
And I want to go on this journey myself. And it's, like, not about pleasing everyone. Because I was a very much a people-pleaser kind of kid, right?
Mm.
I got straight A's. You know, I played sports, I played football, I played,
yeah.
Like, I did all those kind of things that it was, like, the classic, like, man should be doing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the reason I did that is because I was hiding the fact that I was gay this whole time, so I was, like, good at everything.
Yeah.
But
so
to
you're,
make
like,
up.
Overachieving.
Yes, I was overachieving, because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make up for the fact
yeah.
that I'm gay. And so when they, if they find out I'm gay, then I'm like, oh, but, like, look how great he is.
Aww,
you know? So I
yeah.
feel like that was kind of my, like, struggle for a long time. And it wasn't until I got into really going into college and, like, making friends, gay friends. I didn't
yeah.
have gay friends growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I was in this little bubble.
Yeah.
I was in this little tiny little bubble for a long time.
Yeah.
So kind of meeting them and, like, you know, friends of mine expressing who they were authentically
yeah.
made me want to express myself authentically. So
oh,
I finally was just like, I'm
that.
Gonna rebel.
And then you became a big fat slut.
Yes! No, literally! No, literally, I got a tongue
that
piercing.
That beautiful journey turned
yes.
into you being a
It
big
turned into
whore.
Me being a hoe.
Yeah. What's your initial thoughts? When you think about men, like, either dictating what women wear or what's okay to wear or what's proper, whatever you want to call it. Like, what are your initial thoughts?
Learn what a clitoris is before you're going to give any fashion advice.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Like, maybe find the entrance to the pleasure maybe center, like, not even the whole thing.
Maybe find, like feel the touch of a woman before. Maybe speak to one in real life.
Yeah, like not a photo on a script. Yeah, I just don't I'm like, there are way bigger issues that you should be addressing. And it's not what women are wearing.
Like what they're putting on their own bodies, for example.
Straight or men, what really. They should be washing off of their bodies.
The stink.
The must.
Twins.
It's my new thing. I hate the word musty.
I know. It's so accurate.
It's
for what it describes.
It like gives you the full experience just by
hearing
the word.
Like full body chills.
Yeah. I literally have full body chills thinking about must.
Especially straight men must.
Oh, that's different. That's like the only thing, must.
That's the only description.
That's the
to
only
you?
Must. To me, that's like the must. TM. We're
literally TM. I literally have said before in interviews, like it's like Robin Hood. I'm stealing, but from the rich and I'm giving back to the poor. So evens out.
Yeah, it's a sleigh.
It's a
sleigh day.
It's a sleigh.
It's a sleigh day.
And I told Chris too when I was talking to him. I said at the end of the day, I'm a girl boss.
You really you are. And I like both. You embody it. Like
I'm a girl boss. I girl boss. I gatekeep. I gaslight. That's it.
I
live by those words.
I don't gaslight my friends, but if
same.
A man tries, like, literally, I was telling you about last night. Like, I literally, I'll just talk about it. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a guy over last night, and we were doing stuff.
What you do?
We were making out, and I get up, like, I'm on top of him, and I'm done making out with him. I look at his face, and it is covered in blood, like covered. It looked like a
Nate
horror
Jacobs
scene.
Getting beat up by Fizz.
It looked like a horror scene.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, do you have a bloody nose? Knowing damn well I had a bloody nose.
Start gaslighting.
And he was like, I don't
absolute
know.
Shit out of him.
Yeah. And I literally ran to the bathroom and I was like, let me get you tissues to like stop your bloody nose. And I'm literally shoving tissues up my nose to stop the bleeding. And I came back out and he was like, I didn't have a bloody nose. And I was like, that's weird because I didn't either.
You're all that's crazy.
Yeah, that's actually insane. Because if I didn't, you must have had it.
I think it's kind of crazy because I literally saw the blood on your face.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. You can be comfortable.
No, you're
it
like,
happens
it's totally
to the most
fine.
Of us.
I'm sorry that that happened to you. But also, like, you don't need to lie.
Yeah,
like this is a
like
safe
this
space.
Is space, safe space.
I feel like lying's like a red flag to me personally. Mm-hmm.
You might want to go home.
Yeah, you're like honestly, that affects me.
No,
like
but
your plight is now affecting me, yeah. And I feel like that's unfair to me. Just gaslight on 1 billion.
Yeah,
see what I mean?
That you're so you're.
I'm
good.
So good at it because I just be gaslighting. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm really good at it because my ex was a psycho.
I mean, my sister is someone who like she's. She's someone, I don't know what it is, but some people are just good at stuff without trying. And that really does not sit well with my espíritu. It really doesn't. Like, one day she was like, oh, I'm just gonna start skateboarding. And I was like, yeah, that actually takes people years. And she's already good doing the ramp. I'm like, what the? And then she started getting really good at it. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna sit this one out. And then she broke her ankle, and I was like, yes. And then she's in the cast and everybody's signing her. I'm like, this is
yeah, I can't wait.
According to plan. I was like, mom, look at me. I'm in a tutu. She's like, anyway. I'm like, please, please. And then my younger brother, I feel like you have a little brother too.
Yeah,
you're the middle, so I don't.
The prince. Prince of Persia, you know what I mean? Princess Di in my family.
Literally, this boy. When I tell you, I got a little 22 behind my ear and my mom's like, a tattoo. And she's like,
like open like, mouth crying
Greek wedding like why do you want to leave me like literally like oh my god. And he gets a full anime tattoo and she's like it's expression. I'm like yo,
he's expressing himself.
Like,
and I feel like you're stifling him by judging him.
I'm like, I think that's a girl's peepee. I didn't get a good look, but I think it's a peepee.
And your mom's like, leave him alone,
he is from a different time.
No, literally, that's the same thing with our brother. Like I told you, Princess Di in my family, like the people's princess, and my mom and dad are the people.
Yo,
my whole family.
There, I can't believe. Okay, so when I'm ready to be like, you're gonna ruin this person's life, and like in a comment, like in the comment section, when I see somebody being like, haha, you're ugly and stupid. First, I look at their profile. I'm like, I've already absorbed all the information to ruin your life. Like immediately, I see a
all my eyes are going sideways, and I'm typing. I'm literally making notes.
I see a
all
Yorkie,
the numbers.
I see a Yorkie, a peplum top, a day out with the sorority, and I'm like, I will end you. And then immediately, I go into a room. Right, I go into a room like this. It's a triangle. It's me, Princess Di, Michelle Obama, and they're like, you're better than this. And I'm like, I again.
And you said, am I?
I I love that you think that of me, Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama. I love that you think that. But alas, alas.
Like, I'm just not so sure.
And then Princess Diana's like, stop, don't respond. And I'm like, you know what? God, you're so freaking right. You're so freaking beautiful and your hair is gorgeous. And then I go back and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do the adult thing and block them.
Same.
Whenever that Saweetie song comes on, what's your sign? I'm a Cancer. So I go like this to Princess Diana.
You look back and she's there.
And she's like this.
You know what's crazy? What? Wait, is she a Cancer?
Yeah, she's a Cancer.
Oh my God, so is my brother.
I know, July 13th. I already asked.
You already clocked it.
He didn't ask me, but I said July 22nd. He didn't ask me.
We're the same. You don't know this yet, but we're the same.
Absolutely.
This next comment says, as a male-to-male writing coach, for those who write female-led movie scripts, you have to just write about the stuff on the cover of US Weekly.
Oh, no.
What are you, 100? No. Who reads US Weekly still?
You read that when you're in the grocery store, if it's available to you.
You're literally looking at it while you're about to grab a pack of gum.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah. Or that's where you see the worst headlines for women, like pregnancy headlines, divorce.
Yeah.
This woman treated this person really badly. Who cares?
The National Enquirer type
thing. Oh, yeah.
Who reads US Weekly? What are you, a 90-year-old mom?
Yeah, or everything's online now, so I would assume you guys see these headlines online, because I would say, sorry, I don't read them.
You know the funny, the one thing on Twitter, like it's the pictures when they had like the Rihanna thing, the rumor. And there was a picture where it was a guy that was like, oh, ASAP cheated. I guess it's my turn. I'd be like, no, it's not. You are at the back of the line.
You said whose turn? Your turn?
Your turn?
Are you sure?
Whose turn?
Whose turn to do what? Send out another tweet?
Turn out to close the tweet. That's your turn.
It's your turn to lie again?
How dare you? I felt offended when I saw that. I was like,
and it was not even Rihanna.
It was a picture of a mattress on the floor with a whole bunch of like trash.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's a daily practice. It's literally like hearing those thoughts. Like, you know, if you see something and your instant thought is like a misogynistic one, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
For you to like be like, wait, why did I just think that? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and you come to the root of like where that belief came from.
Exactly.
Like, that's how you put in the work to create like change within yourself.
Yeah.
Because I just think a lot of them don't know where to start.
Yeah, exactly. And who's always at the root of that problem? Men. Always.
Let me get an M.
Yeah.
Let me get seriously. An E.
Like truly.
N. Like, what does that spell? Not shit.
I once had someone stitch a video of mine and was like, this is why you'll never get a woman. And I was like,
oh, babe.
Ma'am.
Who's going to tell him?
I was like, I'll FaceTime you right now. Let's chat. A woman? I was like, listen, I am like.
To do what?
I was like, literally, a woman each other's to hair. Do what? Like, literally, like, what am I going to do? Like, people truly will find some sort of a narrative, or even like my, like immigrant experiences, like they'll find that narrative and create it for themselves.
Always.
Like someone once commented something like, your dad like went through war and like came to this country for you to be like queer, and I'm like, my dad went to art school.
Basically, so it's
like a pickup artist.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was like this pickup artist community, and then like when I was 14 and like had access to the internet, I was like, what is this? So I would like when I was a freshman in high school, I would look at these like online pickup artist communities and see what they were saying, and it was like they were speaking this like crazy nerd language where it was just sort of like, yeah, like I had like, you know, I scored 3 convos with like 2 10s and like 1 9, like, and they were like saying shit
down to
sort
a
of like,
code,
yeah,
like a science,
yeah, it was almost. Just sort of like, oh yeah, like I got a makeout in, like they were like, it was like a game. It was just,
I got a makeout in,
yeah, there's like, yo, and like I, the guys were just like, yo, yeah, like I got 3 hugs on this intersection today, and I was just like,
ew,
what is this? And it was all just stuff where it was just like, here's how to neg women. It was literally just like a handbook.
Honestly, if you gotta read a book about it, you ain't got it.
Where do I look like I could work at?
Where do you look like you could work at?
I feel like I look like a Panda Express shift lead. Or like, you're like, I see it.
I was trying to think of me. I was trying to think of what I look like. I look like I think I look like. Can't stop thinking of what he says.
Like, I'm on my 30.
Take 30?
I'm on, yeah.
Y'all, like, where's Melissa? Is she back yet? Her 15's up. You have that walk. Like cooking orange chicken.
I'm like opening the bag.
You're putting shrimp in those little tiny like third entree ones.
Yeah,
you're like,
I'm like looking at like someone serving rice, and I'm like, less. You know, like when they send over the less than that.
The Panda Express, but in the mall.
You know. Oh yeah, just sitting in the food court. Sitting in the food court, like with my hat, like.
On your break. You're sitting at that table that the train that drives in the mall goes by. Where you have to move.
Like when I see like an employee from Charlie's pass by, I'm just like.
I like the Sparrows.
Yeah. Are we talking about Burbank Mall?
I've never even been there, dude. That's just every mall ever.
That's because they're right next to each other. All three that we mentioned. It's like Panda, Charlie's, and the
Sparrow. Yeah. Have you ever seen that one where they cook on the hibachi in front of you? I don't know. It's
at the mall?
Like, it's called like, yeah. Maybe that's just a Riverside thing.
Okay, relax. She's sorry. Like, I don't know. Maybe just the IE.
I think I look like, for me, I think I look like I would work at like an Ulta, but I'd be really bad at my job. Like, I'd be really bad at color matching you. I'd follow you around and be like, oh no, girl, you should definitely try this. You should definitely try that. Like, I'd be really bad at my job. That's what I think I look like.
Okay. I think you work at the Spicy Candies Island. You know the island in the middle of the mall?
What I'm well aware. Spicy candies?
You know the like ones the where it has candy?
The dispensers?
Yeah.
And you scoop it for
you
want
them? A free sample? You look like you'd be sitting at the end just like...
Okay. Not doing my job.
Do you need help?
Are the ones with the neon signs? Where no one, you're like, who the fuck buys from that thing?
They're like, there's something going on back there.
I saw Chewbacca for the first time. This is me being vulnerable. I saw Chewbacca for the first time at Disneyland. My mom was like, let's go take a picture. I said, girl, you know how I feel about big things.
Right.
She was like, it'll be fine. It wasn't. We went in there. I had a full-blown panic attack because it was too big. Too big. You're too big. You're too tall.
But you also... Right. Even knowing that it's just like a regular person in there.
Even though you know... It's like an average size.
It's like a...
I know he's not real.
It's like a 5'8" intern who's just like...
like an 18-year-old. Like he's watching me in my early 20s absolutely spin out. Like, I wish... Oh, you know what? I'm going to find the picture of me because my whole family's next to it and I'm on the very edge like... Because I was
you're scared
losing. I literally was like, I couldn't do it. My boyfriend, that was the first time my boyfriend ever watched me like spin out. There's no gender to it.
No, it's like it's empowerment. It's a state of being. And also the fact that it's not like woman boss. Like, come on. You need something, a crumb.
Well, that's why they made it a girl boss. They're trying to make it a meme.
We didn't make girl boss. They made girl boss.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you have a problem with it, it's because of you.
So we flipped it. That's why I said we flipped it.
Switch.
Uno reversed it.
Uno reversed.
That's why. And I think too. Like,
hold on, you on you.
That's a genderless term and so is bitch. So I always say. Some people are like, why do you call women bitch? So I call. I remember this Ice T tweet. Did you ever see that?
No.
Where he's like, I don't call women bitches. I call bitches.
I know that.
That's me. My dad and my boyfriend don't care about football. Like, my dad played football. My boyfriend played football long ass time. Neither of them really care. Like, they follow it. They like to watch. But like, when you ask, like, that's the first thing like bro kind of dudes ask full grown men. Who's your team? First thing they ask. And my dad always goes, I don't really have one, to be honest. And they're like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Oh, same. Whenever I bring a guy over to meet my dad, they're like, oh my God, you were like playing. And my dad's like, yeah.
Like, my dad lies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when people ask him, like, did you play? Because my dad's a big dude. My dad's 6'6". So
same.
My dad's huge.
Size 14, 15 shoes. Same. Custom
same.
Made.
Yeah, same. Like, my dad too. We have the same dad. We're sisters. Someone put a picture of both our dads.
I've actually never met my dad.
I have a question. Virgo men are like overly competitive every time too.
Really?
So like, oh yeah, like about from like an actual sport to like playing Scrabble. Like they'll get so mad they break the board. You know what
Flipping
I mean?
Flipping it across
leave,
the room.
Or they leave. They're like, I don't want to deal with the negativity. I can't do it anymore.
You know what kills me about that? I'm just thinking in general with men when it comes to like being emotional and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Their idea of emotional is just like crying and being like, oh my God, I'm so sad, X, Y, and Z. But like men are very emotional people. Like you're punching a hole in the wall over Scrabble. This game of Mario Kart.
Over Scattergories?
Over Sorry? Please. You got 11th place in Mario Kart and you're punching a hole in the wall. Let's unpack that, but you're not emotional.
Why do you think the world is so triggered by trans people or non-binary people?
Yeah.
And I always say the same thing. I think when you are so, like, shamelessly you and so brave and you're unapologetic for exactly who you are, people kind of can't handle that because it triggers something inside them where they're like, I can barely just be myself as like a cis person. How are you able to be so comfortable that you're telling the world like you literally changed your body, your everything?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of another reason why like men come for you. It's like they see you as this woman that is so unapologetic and that triggers something so deep in their misogyny that they literally go to bed crying at night.
Yeah.
So,
and I go to bed, I sleep like this.
Yeah.
Y'all have to break things down and be like, okay, well, this happened. We need to fix this.
I'm a fast thinker.
Yeah, the thing about like having anxiety is that like you're always thinking. Like
exactly, we're 12 steps ahead
because like I probably already envisioned this scenario happening. So I can't myself. Like honestly, like y'all be practicing y'all sleep. It's not
y'all be practicing y'all sleep right now.
Like let's say like I don't know, like you make breakfast, something like that, and I'm still asleep. If you don't make me breakfast one morning, I'm like, oh my God,
oh my God, no, that's funny.
Clearly he hates me,
and I'm already ready. And then then you come in the room for breakfast, and I'm like, okay, never mind. But then if something does actually happen, like I've already processed like what I might say in that scenario. So
I was explaining that exact thought process to my boyfriend once. I'm like, this is how I think. Like I genuinely, I'm like, okay, if he says this, I'm going to say this because if he says this, then I'm going to say this. Yeah. And then he was like, I can't even imagine thinking like that.
Shit,
he's like, it's a prison in your mind because I could never think like that.
Holy I mean, fuck. It's like,
I don't want to see his mind. Nah.
What do you want people to know about boys? Or F boys.
Honestly, guys, don't do it. Don't do it in the missionary position. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, the reality of the situation is, while, of course, I want to put all of the blame on the F boys, I think that we have to also acknowledge what we're accepting of, what we're not, what we deserve, what we don't. Like, when you are clear about that, of course, they creep in every once in a while. I've been a victim myself. But when you are clear about what it is that you want at the end of the day, if you just want a sneaky link, enjoy.
By all means. Yeah.
Don't get emotionally attached, though.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that without that, don't even bother.
Yeah, don't bother.
Don't even bother.
No friends with benefits. No. It's not for everyone.
You gotta be this tall, ride this ride. Like, there's requirements if you're gonna go in that route. But, like, just know that you deserve the best.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
Like, I did stand up in college, and the first one went really well. Like,
really?
Yeah, because I just got run over. So I was just...
Lots of material to build up. You know what I mean?
So I just got...
We had a whole bank to pull from. I just gotten run over.
So I just, like, really had it in me. You know what I mean? Everyone was, like, die laughing. I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm Kevin Hart now. Like, you know what I mean?
And I'm fresh off a hit and run.
No, literally.
What if you just constantly went?
She ran but came back. So it's like fine.
What if you just constantly went to get hit by cars?
No.
You're just hoping you get hit so that you can start over?
Like twice in the same week.
Yeah.
But like by two different cars. But like three times total because the first car did run me over twice. She backed up on me. No, she was such a bitch for that. Like,
I saw a meme that was like Batman superpowers, white privilege. I was like, damn, now that I think about it.
It's true. Unless you're talking about me as Batman, but real Batman,
The real Batman, the real fake Batman.
Yeah. Is white privilege and money. Like, that's
hella money.
He's a masked vigilante. That's me. Not a superhero, just a masked vigilante.
But your mask is the bald cat.
That's right. They have no idea who I am.
Oh my God, who's that man? Ha ha!
Billy's like the dude that helps him.
Yeah, he's Robin.
Yeah, no, not Robin.
Oh, Alfred.
Yeah, Alfred. A good support system, whatever it may be, your real blood family, chosen family, friends, whatever it may be.
Yeah,
that's like pivotal, especially like when you're doing too much. they're going to always tell you.
Totally.
They're going to be so real and honest with you. Like, if I decided to sing, for example, like, let's say I was one of those TikTokers that was like, I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
And I can't sing for shit.
Our next pop princess.
Yeah. I can't sing for shit, but if I did it and it was trash,
yeah,
my mom would be like, that was garbage, but you know what? I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
The confidence, let's pick something else.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important to have. Self-awareness. You know what I mean?
Like, my mom would be like, in the studio, like, okay, you know what? I see the vision. Let's put some auto-tune on that.
Exactly.
Let's put some auto-tune on that.
You know what? Let's get a little help.
Yeah.
I just wish I think that so. Men could find like a normal way to compliment a woman.
Me too.
What happened to you're so pretty?
Yeah.
If I bring them back. What happened to feeling shame when we say something literally absurd out loud to somebody? Like,
this is literally the thing that was sticking in my mind when I picked this topic for you, was you tweeted once like this nasty ass message mm-hmm. I got sent to you, and you said, I just want to know, like, for real, tell me, do you think you're going to heaven when you send messages
not.
Like this?
He's not. He's actually going in the basement of hell. There's
not even
there's,
regular hell.
There's heaven. Yeah. And then there's hell.
Yeah.
And then he's going in like negative hell.
Whatever's beneath that.
But then underneath that, in like the basement hell.
Yeah.
Because you read the DM.
Yeah.
I opened that and was like, pardon?
If your underwear was a movie, what would it be? What's the title?
Oh, man. I don't know. I thought of a title, but it's not a movie. A Red Scare.
Mine's War of the Worlds.
Mine's World War Z.
Girl.
Contagion.
Mine's the Country Bears. Mine's Minions.
Brother Bear. Oh my God.
We supposed to talk about natural beauty?
Yeah,
today?
That's what we're talking about. That leads right into our topic perfectly. We're going to talk about natural beauty, being a natural girl. What's more natural than shitting yourself? As God intended.
Everyone's done it.
Listen.
Everyone's done it. And you know, I love drinking. I love my other daughter drinking. But if you do pull back on drinking, you do shit yourself less.
And you know what? That's just a sacrifice you have to be willing to make.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in 3 delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms. As a licensed vet technician, that's what people always say.
As an actual dog, yeah. I will tell you right now, yeah, that's not true.
As a
I'm
dog,
a Doberman, and that's never happened to me, so like, you need to delete this video.
Literally, as a Boston Terrier myself, I can speak confidently for them. That's not the case. I know, I think that all the time.
Why are people like that?
Just offering unsolicited advice when you didn't ask. If you ask, that's one thing.
Honestly, if your skin is not, back to the acne, but like, if your skin is not like remotely perfect,
yeah,
you will get unsolicited advice that you've never asked for. And the worst ones are the people, because I have a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm.
I have the perfect cleanser for you. Like, I would love to give you a discount code. It'll clear up all the acne. Just DM me.
Oh,
wonderful God, sales pitch. Yeah. Actually, go to hell. Yeah.
I am.
The way they run into the point and completely miss it.
Truthfully.
And then if I tell them you're speaking from a point of privilege, they're like, who has more privileges? Women have more privileges than men. Women have more privileges.
Right. And then, but when it comes, like when the hate comes specifically like from a trans woman to me, I just have to like kind of get to the point of like, why is she speaking on this? And I really do listen because I think it's important.
Same.
But this one girl's video started with,
Dylan Mulvaney's personality is like nails on a chalkboard.
Well, that's
and I was
just
like,
opinion.
I should have stopped the video right there because I knew I was like, oh, we already, you know, she wasn't going to like whatever I was just going to
yeah,
say
yeah.
like either way.
It's just like at that point, it's just opinion.
Yeah.
It's
and then we were talking anything. About right before this, we were talking about like conspiracy theories about us.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's
one of I
many.
Mean, well, yeah. One of mine going around right now is that like I'm a government plant that was put here right before Pride Month to like take down families and
the way
the church.
That they the way that they give us way too much credit.
Well, yes, but also I'm like I'm the first one to believe anything. And well, first of all, you do so much sarcasm. Like the Chris Olsen episode is all sarcasm yeah. and it goes right over my head. So but like when I was watching this video about myself that was like it literally about
made
me
up
being,
lies.
Yes, yeah. made up lies. I'm like, oh my god, maybe they're right. Like I was like,
is
I,
that
because,
me?
Well, I'm the first one to join a cult. So like, yeah. if somebody's jumping off a cliff, I'm going with them. and so I'm like, wow, I'm in the Illuminati, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of Wix because then I could be a different person every time you saw me. And like, I love
I
a good rebrand.
A rebrand. We support a rebrand.
I rebrand every week.
We were just talking about how cringe we were when we were
oh,
younger.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you were a big fan of rebrands.
I've been rebranding before people knew what rebranding was. When I was 14, I was like, okay, I'm going to be like super slutty and like crazy. So like that was my brand, but like I wasn't actually slutty. I just wanted to wear high-waisted shorts. So like
minority people, I feel like you feel me on this, but obviously you don't because you're punctual. Whatever, bragger.
It's the Capricorn. Don't blame me.
Like for me, it's like, okay, let's say you're throwing a party, right? Like a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You invite all your friends.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, be here at 12. And they're like, okay. It's a family party, like barbecue at the house, mm-hmm. right? And then you don't start getting ready till like 11:30. And then your white friends show up at 12 and you're like, you're early. And they're like, you said 12. And then you're like, that means 2. I thought you knew that. And then they're helping your family set up. You know what I mean? They're like opening chairs.
Wait,
and like folding tables.
Well, you're
is that
literally
you?
Stepping on my neck with full blown stiletto heels.
Do you show up early and help set up?
Well,
you
I,
sit
would,
there
I would literally be in the kitchen probably with your mom.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally,
you sit there
like what do you mean a carrot?
A video of a Samoan man saying that non Samoan or Polynesian people blindly getting Samoan Polynesian tattoos is an example of cultural appropriation. And obviously, they were getting lit up in
yep.
the comments. And I'd love to know your thoughts on that, just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around non-Samoans getting...
Yeah.
Listen, so, you know, in LA, in Hollywood,
yeah.
you go to the gym, if I guarantee you at least once a week you're going to find a white man wearing with
someone
a Samoan
tribal.
Sleeve.
Yeah.
With, yeah, yeah. And, yeah. And I remember I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and talk to them,
yeah.
you know, and engage in conversation. So I'd, yeah. I'd go up to them and I'd be like, hey... I'd really love to know what made you get this, where you found out about
yeah.
it, where you found this design,
yeah.
and what made you get it. And I'll take a photo of them. And one guy was just like, oh, I just got it because I thought it looked hot. I was just like,
hot?
Not hot. Like
on you?
And I was like, first of all, you are not hot.
A lot of people are used to like creators getting in front of a camera, tears streaming down their face, like, hey guys, stop saying mean things to me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Neither do I.
To keep it a buck, I don't care. Like if it's not paying my bills, eating my coochie, I don't care about it.
Like, I got nothing else to say.
That's it. That's my statement.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I've said this many times, but beauty is subjective. So, what's beautiful to one person may not be beautiful to the next. Mm-hmm. So I always like.
And the people watching Instagram reels will let you know that. If they don't like your makeup, they will say some shit. Okay?
Yeah, literally.
Y'all hoes need a job.
I have countless men telling me all the time how ugly
I am.
I
can imagine.
The amount of times.
That's so sick.
That's why someone was like, I don't get why it doesn't bother you. I'm like, because they're ugly.
Because I dated my first boyfriend when I was fresh out of high school. And then we ended up getting married.
Yeah.
So I was only in one relationship. But the things that I hear, like my friends telling me, and the things that I see like on YouTube with the men
yeah.
just being like, oh, what do you bring to the table? I'm
yeah.
like, what? I'm like, if Andrew ever asked me that, oh, we are swinging. We're just going at
yeah.
it. I never understand like that comment. I'm just like, what do you mean? What do I mean to the I bring more than you.
Yeah. Well, I always
Hello?
Think like you. I've said this before, but like the whole "what do you bring to the table"
mm-hmm.
argument.
I've said before, you don't have a seat at this table, so you don't need to worry about what's being served.
The kids' table is over there.
Yeah. Babe, you don't even have the address to the restaurant. You're not invited to this table. That's what I always say. Don't worry about it because you're not sitting here eating. That's what I always say.
Don't worry, love.
Yeah. All right, babe. Don't worry, bruv.
Don't worry,
bruv. Right, here's the thing about you, right?
Have a little faith in me, yes.
Oh my gosh, that literally reminds me of today. Oh, yeah. Today, I'm walking to get food with my manager.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking across the street like people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone walk across the street before? It's normal. It's fine. Looking at their phone, like it's literally fine. This guy is like turning and he goes, "You should smile." And I go,
"Today?"
Today.
Oh my God.
And I stop in the middle of the street and I go, "What the fuck did you just say to me?" Like, fully. And then he goes, "Whoa. Oh, I didn't mean anything by it." And it's like, what did you mean, actually, though? Like, what did you, why are you now, the minute I say, what the f*** were you just talking about?
Yeah.
Like, why did,
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah, and then you just get this straight up defense. It's like the same thing. It's just online. It's like, the minute we respond with some sort of anger or just anything.
Distaste, like, yeah, of any kind.
You crazy bitch! And it's like, and what if I am?
Also, superheroes are so gay. Like... like tight ass suits. It's giving gay. A long cape, honey, that's gay.
Well, it's, if anything, it's camp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's a serve and it's a slay.
Also, like, gay people eating cereal, like, Tony the Tiger wasn't gay as hell the whole time. Like, you know what I mean? They're great. Like, okay, girl.
I wish that more people would just embrace the doctrine of being a hater. Because, same. Like, if you want to be a hater, like, be a hater. Yeah. Like, that's fine. But don't, like, attach some like faux like pseudoscience morality to it, like, yes. Well, this is actually why this person is justifiably hateable. It's like, just say that you're like, you know, a little bitter about whatever and like, yeah, you don't like him. Like,
sorry, my life though. Oh my God, I'm like, wouldn't it just be easier to say hate women? Like, I just feel like the short, it's like a shortcut. Like, I don't need to hear the like, well, this is like, honestly, in my opinion. In your opinion,
yeah,
that doesn't make it fact. That's the sad part, is like, you could say anything and it doesn't mean it's true.
I saw TikTok. You have a problem? I was like, when you know to avoid him on the days his team has lost a match. I'm like,
do you avoid him by never dating him or talking to him ever again?
Call the police is how you avoid him.
Yeah, literally. Order. Pack up your things and leave. That's how you avoid
him.
You
hear a match losing and you're like, I should leave my own house.
I'll
we
be damned.
We're living in a Black Mirror episode. What
I'll,
is happening?
I'll be damned if Tom Brady runs me out my own house. I'll be damned, bitch.
And oh my God. Imagine if like Tyler Oakley had tea and I'm like, I'm pissed. The world will feel.
Leave the house.
My wrath today. Because James Charles Pellet or whatever.
Yeah. Up. Get out. I have.
How dare you?
I go and punch a hole in the wall because of it.
Cause structural damage.
It's so funny.
You know what's crazy? On our platform, especially on Twitch.
Yeah.
Oof. There is this logic that I cannot seem to wrap my head around.
Yeah.
Where guys are so mad at women for having cleavage while streaming.
And it's I've seen that. I've been tagged and stuff like
wait
that.
Wait a second.
On Twitter.
You don't want to see boobies? Doesn't everybody like that? I don't really care. Do you care?
I think that's weird. All
but
the time.
The crazy shit is they will equate it to insane stuff. Someone will like, not actually, but if someone like kills someone else and then is banned off Twitch, they'll be like, yeah, but these women with cleavage.
It's just as bad.
What?
Yeah, I've been there.
How did you get here?
Can we talk about how I feel like the main guys who talk about women being gold diggers have no gold?
That's what I'm saying. I'd be the worst gold digger on planet Earth if I was trying to dig on you.
Like, what? Like, I feel like in order for someone to be a gold digger, you have to have something that is worth digging for. There's nothing. Like, I would not even pick up a shovel for you. Like, there's just nothing to get.
I wouldn't
even
go into Home Depot.
Literally,
for you,
like, first of all, your personality is shit.
Yeah.
You don't have any money. You don't like do anything that would ever make me attracted to you. Like, I just don't get
it. Well, and it's like men with money don't say shit like that.
Let's talk about
that. They literally don't. This last comment on this video says, all these women can never have the same confidence without their makeup. He wrote, without their little makeup box pack. Oh. What the hell is that?
We need to ask.
Whatever the hell that means.
What is that?
Little makeup box pack.
I have a makeup kit, but like, is that what they're talking about?
I assume so.
I don't know how you have the strength to get like wake up and be like, these girls would never have confidence without their little makeup box pack. Like, babe.
I was in high school. My first job was at Six Flags. Oh, really? I lasted one day there.
No way.
They hired me. So I got hired at 15. I don't even know if that was legal. I was like 15.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, here's a math test. And bitch, I'm so bad at math. Like, don't ask me anything about
fractions. Why'd they give you a math test?
At Six Flags. Like, why do I need that?
You need some to know math to do this.
I know. And then, so I took it, failed it. And they were like, thanks. So you're the garbage man. They literally made me pick up trash. Like,
that was a test.
Yes.
So double test. Now you can pick up trash. Do you have like a white person laugh? I have one.
Oh, absolutely. I actually had a bit about that. I don't know. I just started talking about the white person laugh.
It's true. It's like so it's funny. Like your
it's a full laugh.
Customer service voice. It's the same kind of voice. You know when you're on the phone with like the bank or something and then they're like making jokes and you're like I know, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And they're like executive decisions. Like what part of executive decisions has you rolling like that? But we're going to get this money. That's you know
what I'm Listen, one thing about us, I'm going to stay in my bag. That's for sure. Fire them off.
I be getting discounts.
I got lots of fake laughs. You know what I mean?
And that's it sometimes. If you laugh at my joke, I'm not giving you anything. But if I laugh at your joke, I'm getting discounts. I'm laughing away.
One time woke up at like maybe 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I had unfortunately ruined my comforter. And I called my mom to be like, can my comforter go in the wash naturally? I just wanted to check with her. And she informed me that at 4 p.m. that it was her birthday and I had forgotten. And I called her and she was expecting me to say, happy birthday, mom. And I said, hey, can my comforter go in the wash?
Oh my God, I shit myself, mom.
No, it was the other way. Oh, no, throw up. But I was like,
oh my God, now you throwing up on your own comforter.
I know, in the night, dangerous.
And you're like, mom, please, can you help me?
Can this go in the, can I dry clean this? And she's like, it's my birth. I'm out to dinner with your father right now.
Like, happy birthday, by the way.
I was like, oh my God. And I went online and I express shipped her an edible arrangement.
And I was like, oh, good thing your present's on its way.
Like, that's like, another
pay $20
reason
express shipping, like, right now.
The reason I was calling you. I was like, I'm literally on the phone with Edible Arrangements right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, I gotta go. Edible Arrangements is calling me.
But I do have a specific memory from, I think I was 6. It was our first time to Hawaii. Big Island.
Yeah.
First time experiencing.
I love Big Island.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We were,
what side did you stay on? Hilo or Kona?
We were on Kona's side.
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah, my auntie and uncle have like a place up on the volcano.
Oh, cool. Love.
Or they used to.
Yeah.
But we went down to the beach and it was my first time experiencing like the waves in Hawaii.
Different.
It's open ocean waves. Yeah. It's nothing compared to anything that you're going to find in the continental U.S.
Not even a little.
I was 6 years old going out there, minding my damn business. And that wave completely just took me out. And I'm standing there, butt-ass naked.
You lost your bottom?
Yeah. They were gone.
That's how rough the waves were?
Yeah. At least it was that and not me swept out the sea. But I was like, sitting there crying because like, what am I? I'm 6.
Like, I'm not emotionally capable of handling this.
Everybody on the beach laughing because it's like, oh, haha, that looks the kid. The traumatized kid.
And you're just like a little too old for it to be cute. You come up and they're like,
Did you see Bros?
I did, actually.
So what I loved about that is a rom-com for the gays.
Yeah.
And for everybody.
Yeah.
But like watching rom-coms growing up, you know, you see like men and women kissing mm-hmm. and like partaking in sexual activity that like you don't really blink an eye.
Yeah.
I was watching Bros and though I like experience gay sex. I don't know what to say
that. Julian's gay. I don't know if anyone knows.
Yes. I'm coming out today. I'm gay.
And it's a safe space here.
I'm gay! I'm gay! And I love it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, watching it on screen, mm-hmm. watching two men like be intimate,
yeah.
even though I experience it, I like... You almost cringe a little bit because you're like,
that's such a good point.
Not used to seeing, for me, gay men in love, like represented on screen.
Yeah. Okay, this next comment says, I don't understand why someone doesn't take advantage of the husbands at the mall and open a man shop with men stuff to do. So, I think it says so his woman can shop. Huh? A man shop?
A man shop. Is that like
what would be in the man shop? I'm not a man, so maybe I just don't know.
Hats?
Just like, what do they have in there? Hats? Hammers.
Tank tops.
Cargo shorts. I'm thinking of like man shop. What the
Sometimes I'm with my boyfriend and I realize I've been talking for 10 minutes. He has a set of things. And then I look at him
Story
and he's
of my
like,
life.
He's like, I feel like he's slumped over a little. I'm like, oh yeah, I burned him out. Like, he hit his limit with me. Like, I need to. And then I'm like, I'm just sitting there in my thoughts, like, what was I even saying?
Dude, oh my God, sometimes my boyfriend, like, I was just telling my mom this the other day. I'll talk and I'll start with, like, I wanted to tell him something I saw on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'll end up talking about, like, the Japanese Imperial Army. How did I get there? I literally was like, wait. And I'll literally go on this crazy journey. It'll take me 30 minutes. He'll listen to the entire thing. And then at the end, he goes, what were you telling me originally? Like, something about Instagram? I go, oh, right.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I talk to him all the time. Oh, I don't wash up there because that's gay.
That drives me insane. It's gay to take care of your body. Uh-huh. You know what's more gay? Being afraid of your own butthole. And I'm convinced this is a big problem of why toxic masculinity is, and I'm about to go on a rant. Men are afraid of their own buttholes.
I'm sure.
Could you imagine not being aware of all parts of your body, which then leads them to not get prostate checks, which causes cancer?
That's serious. That's a really good point. But then also, can you imagine thinking that it makes you more of a man to have poop in your butt?
I can't. I cannot.
That's how I feel about that shit all the time when they're like, I would never date you. Same.
Yeah. Period. Boom.
Okay, twin.
Like.
Twin. Okay.
Yeah. Go off king.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love that for us. I love that we're on the same page. I think that's so great for us. I'm so proud of us. I didn't have to lead you there. You found your way there on your own. Yes. I love that. Ugh. The icks. I've seen ones of like men jumping in, like when they jump in a pool but plug their nose.
Oh my God. Why would you do that? What are you scared of? Like, you're scared of
Let it go up there, is what I think. Yeah. That's what I'd rather do that than be filmed doing that.
Oh my God.
Watching them go, like, you know what I mean? Like,
ew. No.
Oh my God, shiver.
I'm so icked out right now.
When it's cold outside, like, they get a little
chill. Or
being
cold at all. Like, why are you cold?
Don't.
Yeah.
Simply don't. I don't know.
Yeah. Just but also, stop. No blankets for you. I've always said that. No blankets. But.
That's just, don't I mean, feel. Those are only for the girls.
Yeah, the femmes. For the girls, not That's the it. Guys.
You guys don't need those. For what?
For what?
You're so manly.
You should be warm. Yeah. You have all of, you're the patriarchy. You should have some warmth in you. I don't know.
Have you ever seen those videos? This was a trend on TikTok for a while, but these girls were like showing or explaining what they took a picture of and they thought it was a private part, but it wasn't. Like, it was like this.
Yeah. I feel like I've done that before. And then I like zoomed out and I was like, got you. Like,
or like it's like their knee. Yeah. Like, right there. I'm like, and they're like, but you thought that was something, huh?
Right. Idiot.
You thought that was my booty?
Wrong. You thought it's that my was... knee pit.
Right.
And that's the funniest part about it because they're so dumb, they'll fall for it. So they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then they're like, don't send me a picture back, though. I don't.
They're so
that.
Dumb.
Thank you,
though. Like, you're foaming at the mouth at my armpit. Like,
get help.
Get help.
That's why I said, get Quickly, help. Like, you need
this
help.
This is literally the crease between my toes.
Love you, though. You Love like that?
You like that?
Sicko.
I had a beautiful girlfriend of mine, just like the definition of a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. She went on a date that was so bad that she's like, I don't want to date for a really long time. But I said,
Damn.
Like, my love, the fact that you allowed the date to go that long.
Yeah.
And it was like a 2-hour, like, I mean, you should have left 5 minutes in. And that comes from like this people pleasing.
Exactly.
This wanting.
And that's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
No.
It's not her fault. But I think that that's something that should be promoted. When you're not having a good time, when someone's making you feel uncomfortable, when someone's disrespecting you, when someone's, you're just not having a good time, period.
Yeah.
You don't owe anyone anything.
Yeah.
And in fact, I would be hurt if someone was sitting across from me and didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't stay if you don't want to be there. Yeah. In any situation, business, romantic, friendship,
yeah.
People should only be in spaces that they desire to be in.
Yeah.
And to think that you're doing someone a favor by enduring it is actually, it's backwards. Like, it's f***ed up. Yeah, I wouldn't want someone to do that to me.
Well, it's not fair to you.
One of my friends, she's lesbian, and we were like having this conversation about how, like, when guys call me gay, I'm like, this would be the most extreme solution.
Yeah.
But like, if a guy's like, oh, you're gay, and I'm like, well, thank you, but I'm not, but we can solve this. Like, what if we just like drop our pants, put on some gay porn.
Kiss me on the lips right now.
Yeah, kiss me. Let's make out and see who gets hard. That's it. Let's just try it out, man.
Listen.
Let's see.
I may tell a joke, but I never tell a lie.
Yeah.
You know? If you think about who's the best multitasker you know, she identifies as a woman.
That's a woman.
Every single time.
Who's the most successful person you know? And crypto doesn't count. Fake money doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
Who is the happiest person you know?
Crypto's like Roblox. It's the same.
What even is Roblox? I don't know either.
It's crypto. Oh. That's what it is.
Is it really? I thought it was like Minecraft, like a game.
I don't know. All of them are going to be like, Colin. She's so f-ing dumb because she doesn't. I don't care.
A lot of people say a lot of shit that I do is like insecure. And what? What are we going to do from here? Okay, it's insecure. You can label it. Cool.
Okay.
I'm still upset about it. that's not going to get how I feel is how I feel.
You're so real for that.
It's not going away. But
you're
like,
so real for that.
Okay, and what?
Well, then I think like, if you want me to be that girl, I will. That bothers me. That makes me uncomfortable. I don't like when you do that. So don't do it anymore. And I said, but believe it or not, I didn't have to ask my boyfriend to not do that. He just doesn't do it.
The ones that get it, just get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that, you're so real, like, that's so true. Like, okay. And so don't date me then. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Literally.
Okay. This first video, this is a guy who's talking to the camera and he's saying there's a little bit of confusion because, like, he's in quotes, because when somebody's overweight, everyone praises them when they flaunt / model their body. But when somebody is in great shape and flaunts / models their body, everyone says they're conceited. Who's everyone? Who says that? Who tells hot people, hey, put it away? I don't want to see that. Who says that? Who does that?
It's just so wild to me because why are you thinking about overweight people? Like, why are you so worried about us?
You're so worried about
us. So worried. Yeah. It's like, maybe because I'm hotter than you. Like, sorry.
Maybe get your bread up. I don't know. Take it up with God. Clearly he hates you more than I do.
That's stupid. Sorry.
What a stupid thing to say. Hot people, thin people, they're so oppressed. Nobody ever wants to see them. Ever.
Nobody in a bikini.
Nobody
surfing.
I don't want to see that. Put that away.
You shouldn't belong on Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
That's not your spot. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking it.
Oh no, you're right. I've made fun of British men a few times. But their threats make no sense. Like when they insult you, I'm like, are you like casting a spell? Or are you like
what are you saying?
Yeah, I can't tell. I'm like, you just said a limerick to me. That was not an insult. I don't know what you said, but it wasn't mean. They need to up their game a little bit. Maybe I'm just so uncultured. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Yeah. I can hurt their feelings pretty easy. So,
yeah, they're very sensitive. Yeah. When you talk about like beans on toast, that's like, I actually said that in a video, got taken down, and it said use of slurs. I'm not even joking.
What did you say?
I said that they eat beans on toast. That was like the only like specific, like British, the only thing I could think of that was that. So,
damn. And they said burn her. Witch. Yeah.
So much comments of like my early videos with my sister was like, you're so mean to your sister, and like I could never speak to my brother like that. Good.
Okay,
girl.
Then don't.
We weren't raised like that, girl. We weren't.
My mom, like, if you had her as a sister, you would talk like that.
Literally, bitch. I'm like, I'm sorry your sister loves you. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry you love your siblings. Oh my God. Like, what? What do you want me to do? Like, girl, I didn't grow up with my siblings. Mm-hmm. I also grew up with a mother who had, like, a hard time showing any types of affection. So, like, the whole I love you thing with my siblings, it's so hard. Like, I genuinely love my sister. I genuinely, and you probably, yes, you do love your siblings.
Yeah,
but we don't hug. We don't be, like, saying, girl, it takes me, even right now, like, it's making me anxious to, like, think about complimenting my sister.
Okay, as someone who has given a lot of fellatio,
and a lot of cunnilingus in my life. I've eaten a lot of pussy, and I've sucked a lot of dicks in my life. I can guarantee, first of all, they are both delicious. I love it. They're, it is so...
Also, if you're going to roll the dice on hygiene... Who do you think's more clean?
Oh, yeah. The pussy's gonna more 10 out of 10.
And vagina's self-clean.
But also, the thing about it is, people who like sucking dick, not everyone. Yeah. This is not a blanket statement, but sometimes people who like sucking dick, they kind of don't mind a little smell on the dick.
Yeah. But also,
if you're eating a pussy and it smells like pussy, oh, plot twist. Yeah, it's pussy, bitch. It's going to smell like pussy and it's going to taste like pussy. You ordered the pussy and you're shocked that the pussy came to your table. Yeah, bitch.
That's nice. That's beautiful. It's nice to dream.
It's nice to have unattainable goals.
What else gets you out of bed in the morning? I don't know,
maybe. Oh my God. Coffee! Don't talk to me until I've had 3 liters of coffee injected up my ass.
That's what people think when they think millennial.
They think coffee enema?
Yes. They think the shirt that says it's wine o'clock.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, one of those. You
it's
know what I mean?
5 o'clock.
They use
somewhere.
The word like doggo unironically.
Oh, okay. Now we're really getting
that's
into
older
it.
Millennial, but also white. So then I think when they say I'm a millennial, just... they're like,
oh, white people, just get rid of them. I'll go first. I will go first.
You said I'll go first.
I will jump into the volcano first.
No, I'm so sus. Like, I'm just so sus. Like, even if I, fly somewhere for a job, I feel like I'm just, awkward. And, I feel like I did something wrong. And, you know, I feel like that's just me. I'm just really suspicious. Yeah.
You just look at you and you're suspicious.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why they make a conspiracy about you being the devil.
Totally.
It's because you're so suspicious.
It's because I'm anxious. It's because I'm ADD.
The devil is anxious.
Yeah, the devil's really anxious.
The devil gets social anxiety.
Yeah, totally. Shaking.
And you know, I've been saying this year to anyone asking me for advice on business and influencing. Like, the greatest gift you can give yourself is the gift of self-awareness.
Yeah.
Like, even if you just wipe your ass, bitch. Yeah. Crusty, dusty.
Just so,
comb
just
your hair, even
minimal.
If you don't have a hairline. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's okay.
Come on, just do it.
Run it through there. Feel the combs
literally
on your skin.
Me every day.
Patrick's bald, so.
Listen.
It's okay. They endorse me. You endorse me.
Yes, we out here.
I think there's also this, misconception, too, with men like that specifically, who think that drag queens all of them don't know that they're men dressing up as women,
right?
You know what I mean?
Really are out here thinking that we're trying to fool people. That is the thing. They think that we're trying to be deceptive, and for them, I think too, because honestly, most of them, when they see us and see these glamazons, there is this little bit of attraction there, mm-hmm. and then when they realize what it is that they're feeling attracted to, because mm-hmm. That's the only way that they know how to consume beauty is by being I want to penetrate that.
Yeah, exactly.
When they realize that they're all oh my God, that's not a cis woman, he tricked me. And you're all babes, first of all, let's be honest, no one wants you. None of us want you. You are a grown man that can't wipe your own ass accurately. Babes,
period.
We are not coming anywhere
no
near
skincare
that.
In sight.
None.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
That was me with the voice.
Episode
Listen,
3.
I was fighting it a little bit. And then I saw it
Get
on TikTok. I saw it on TikTok and I go, listen, I gotta watch it now.
I should be a judge on The Voice.
I watch. This is my pitch to you. Put me and Megan on there.
Hey, Voice.
Give us the double
we'll
chair.
We'll be in coach. I'm ready.
Is it in The Voice UK or
I did The Voice UK.
Wait, which is the one? I think it's Germany or something, but they have a duo and they have a double chair and they have to agree.
That's gotta be.
I'll put me and Megan on there. I'm so useless, but I'll be funny.
No, yeah, she'll give the real commentary.
I'll just be funny.
And I'll say, you're so cute.
She'll give you actual help and I'll just be funny.
Yeah.
It's like a motorcycle sidecar.
Yeah. Pick us. Choose us.
Imagine the two of us on the Voice. What a mess.
We'd win.
Nobody would ever pick us. Because I would be there and they'd be like, that bitch is an anchor. I'm not picking her.
No, we'd be like, we could be your best friends.
Yeah, I'd be like a
parent. We could go to dinner with you.
You're like, yeah, I expect 2 tickets to The Voice. Just, I'm in town, so Give, make sure the two tickets are waiting for me.
Yes. I don't get like pizza like that.
You don't get why pizza, like, they people like pizza?
Like, it's not that good. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like a fancy sandwich.
A
like
pizza?
A very thin sandwich.
A pizza?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like a it's like a toast.
There's no bread on it. Oh, a toast.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? It's like, it's not all that. It's not bad.
They're not good. It's not good enough to eat all the time.
No. Absolutely not.
I feel that. I don't know what it is. Oh, I feel like that about avocado.
Yeah.
I love avocado, yeah. but I feel like I could live without it.
100%.
Like, I could never have one again and it'd be okay.
Absolutely.
But some people are like, you gotta add avocado.
I'm no,
like,
you don't.
No.
Beauty is subjective, but there's obviously a line. The point is society is pushing for normalizing unhealthy standards. Oh, the way I've seen that comment in many different fonts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Beauty is subjective, but obviously it's not. That's like what he wrote.
But it's also, she's a model. Like, when people like criticize me or talk shit about me, but I'm a model.
Face like, card never declines, babe.
I was listening to Heated on the way here. I was like, that line where she's like, face card never declines. Anyway, I love Beyonce. But I just don't, I don't get it. Like, when people call me ugly or fat or the arguments here, like, you're normalizing something, like, but we're models. I don't get it. Like, it's so not like I, like, bought my way into being a model. I'm here because I'm beautiful.
Beautiful. Period, bitch.
You know? And I got a big dump.
That's so funny. It looks like this guy broke in and ate all the pies.
Looks like this guy broke in and ate all the pies. I'm going to have sex with your father. Broken and ate all the pies.
Your father's gonna be eating a pie.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
I'll make sure of it.
Why don't you break your mouth into my asshole and lick my butthole, you loser. Broke into a bakery and ate all the pies. I'm sick.
That's so
and he thought he was William Shakespeare.
He's like, anyone else?
I don't know about the rest of you guys.
Is
trying to rally
this
my
thing
fans.
On?
He also anyone else, everyone in the replies to my shit is my fans.
That's what I do that all. I can't even. I'm like, hey, you're in the wrong neighborhood, bitch.
You're
gonna get jumped.
Roll the windows
comments.
Up and lock the doors. Because there are hundreds of thousands of mentally ill baristas that are ready to mobilize whenever I say the word. Okay,
Alfred's finest.
There are girls that were if they're not at the Boy Genius concert, they're at my mentions, and they will fight you, bitch.
If they're not seeing Lucy Dacus. They're in Caleb's comments section.
And the Doc Martens are laced up.
The Mary Janes.
And they're ready to fight for me.
And they will.
I've got she-theys that are shooters. So you need to be careful. Because the guys from AutoZone are not doing the same for you.
No, they surely are
so,
not.
See, in college, I was still semi-closeted. So I was afraid. So I was a hoe, but in secret. Okay, so no,
undercover.
Because that's back when Craigslist was still popping. So I was a hoe at night, not a hoe during the day.
You're a lady of the night.
I was a lady of the night for sure, girl. Hopping into the auto, and you know, I wasn't a classy hoe.
Yeah.
You know, most hoes go for like, you know, the dude has like a Dodge Charger back then, or you know, I was a Jeep Cherokee. I was more of a Honda Civic girl or a Ford or Nissan Maxima. A Maxinista, as I called myself back then.
A Maxinista. But, you
know, yeah.
This one says, they're just pissed. Biology always says the truth, so they create some stupid thing. Majority society should rule. Call it self-identity, not gender. Spin me a yarn, why don't you?
I mean, it's giving
a sonnet.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, I was like,
is that a limerick?
It's like a haiku.
The haiku, it's giving haiku.
Literally.
I think people are just so ignorant these days.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what? Like, how can't you see that somebody can live differently than you?
That's at the very, like, very, very bare bones of it. That's not my life. That's okay.
Like, it's fine.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
It's
and like
okay.
You can learn and you'll maybe be happier after,
yeah.
My love.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I said it costs you nothing to be more inclusive.
Yes.
It really
exactly.
Doesn't.
No, that was so well put what you said earlier. I feel like people are just so quick to be ignorant and bigots. And it's like once they meet somebody or get inspired by like a trans person or a non-binary person that they meet, it's like a light goes off.
I'm sure you can do it.
Making something specific that like a community feels seen about. Like, there will always be an audience for it. And that's...
Absolutely.
Like, Polynesia is also bigger than you think. So much bigger. There's Micronesia. There's Samoan Islands. There's Tonga. There's Tahiti. There is Aotearoa, aka New Zealand, which they're still fighting to bring back their native name, Aotearoa. Hawaii, like Solomon Islands.
Yep. New Caledonia. All of Melanesia.
You know what? Shout out to New Caledonia.
Period.
You're so right.
Yeah. Fiji.
I forgot about, yeah.
There's all kinds. Eastern Island. There's all kinds. And none of us look alike.
Yeah.
It's just like their exposure to it doesn't go past like they watched Lilo and Stitch in the dentist's office one time and they're like, I've seen it all. I don't need to see any more.
Yeah.
I've seen it all. Yeah. Like, okay, that movie was about Native Hawaiian people who inherit an alien, and you guys, you ate that up, didn't you? Can you relate to owning an alien? I can't.
No crime.
But I watched it and I was like, this movie's hilarious. I love it.
Yeah. And that was our representation on screen.
That We're was asking- ours for...
Can we have just a little more?
Please, sir, just a little more. Please.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, four cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
What's another fast food restaurant that's like universally loved that you hate? I can think of one, but you go
first. I'm gonna be dead assed with this, and I'm gonna get canceled. It's McDonald's. I'm confused.
Really?
The burger, the Big Mac in general tastes like the bottom of a dumpster. Like, you know when you open a dumpster outside of some place to throw stuff in, you're like,
yeah, like food trash.
Like,
yeah.
It smells like that to me. But it's because of the Thousand Island.
I feel you.
If I go to McDonald's, I order the one with two cheeseburgers, but I want them plain.
I'm a chicken nuggy girl.
See, why do they taste like the refrigerator? Tell me, why do you like that?
Probably because they came out of a refrigerator.
And you like it.
Yeah, girl, I'll eat it up. Out there. When they show me, when I said I like those,
Drew,
those
you're grown.
Nugs. When I say I like those nugs and they're like, did you know that they're made out of that pink sludge? I don't care.
I kind of don't care either.
I don't care, girl.
No, I don't like people telling me what's... I know it's made
My
out of
My body's not a temple. It's a dumpster.
No, absolutely.
That's what I'm... And I'm throwing trash in that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's the... people say, can you believe Taco Bell, the meat, they cut it with oatmeal. Good. I'm doing something good for myself then, finally.
Or like, if you sing it enough, it's a manifestation song.
Period.
Like,
It'll bring you hoes.
Exactly. There I've seen go. A girl that was like, I literally now have a white boy on my roster that just bought me pasta and lobster and just told me that he wants to take me shopping. I'm like, I told you, if you sing it enough.
Manifest.
Yes.
Manifest.
Yes. Say, it don't got to be a white boy. It could be somebody else, but just say it.
But there's a white one on yours.
I mean, there's some people there's in my DMs hers, trying to be. Yeah, it's one of it's someone. We're not gonna say too much about my roster.
Do you have men being like, let me be the white boy on your roster?
Oh yeah, a lot of them. Every day. That's like the new thing to say to me. Like,
that's like a new pickup line.
Yeah, let me be the white boy on your roster. Or I can't feed you pasta and lobster, but I can da 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 da.
Oh my. Up. Stop right there.
Yeah. Find something new to say. I said that.
Yeah.
Be unique. Stand out.
You sue them for plagiarizing. You're like, and lawsuit.
Yeah.
Hope it was worth it.
Yeah.
Like this next comment says, don't get a girl's number. Get her social media. Do your homework, men. This way you don't waste your time or money.
Okay, Jonah Hill. fuck off.
No, literally.
Your time or money.
Do your homework. Which is, you go and you objectify her, and then if she gives you a chance, then you try to change her.
Yeah.
That's the Jonah Hill method.
Oh, absolutely psychotic.
I know, it's unbelievable. I feel like they over... I consistently say this. I feel like men like this overcomplicate things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite simple. Like, if you're nice and you have, like, interests and hobbies and you, like, care mm-hmm. about her as a person, odds are you're gonna, like, get her interest and get to take her on a date. Like,
absolutely.
The odds are pretty high if you're like that.
Well, and I hate the guys that are like, oh, well, I spent all this money on a first date. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, you didn't have to. If she likes you and you
could do
genuinely
anything.
Care about yeah. her, you could do anything.
Literally.
Go to Trader Joe's, yeah. buy a couple wraps, and go sit in a park.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be $100 sushi dinner.
Yeah.
You did that to yourself.
A fiasco happened. I wore this pair of shoes that were like, you know, like the clear like PVC vinyl
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, that's how the toe part was. And
ooh, yeah, those hurt.
I don't know about you, but I am one of those people who worships and believes in the house of press-on acrylic toenails. Specifically French tips, because I'm just too lazy to go get, like, my toes done.
I feel you.
So I'm like, oh, I'll just press them on. What I didn't account for is that your feet get really sweaty in those PVC things. And mm-hmm. so this didn't show up in the photos, thank God. But at some point in the hour and a half I was at this event, all of the toenails came off within the shoe.
They're just floating in
there. So literally, I got in the car after and was like, that was fun. I went to take off my shoe. And literally, I was like, where are my toenails? And I was like, there's like some under my foot. There was some like in the tip of the shoe. And then there were some just completely gone. So I was like, there's just toenails all over the LGBT center. Which I'm sure there's been a lost and found of
just
toenails over the
leaving your
years,
breadcrumbs all over there, like Hansel and Gretel.
So then I was so embarrassed. They had like a roaming photographer, and I was like, any photos they took of me, it could be at any state of toenail.
Bring your best fat jokes.
My favorite, when I was like 18 or 19, I was like starting in Chicago, and I was like going to see stand-up to see if it was something I wanted to do. And I went to this open mic, and it was... this guy was up there, and it was me and another person, and we were the only not male people in yeah. this space.
Yeah.
And he immediately was like, oh, we got two ladies here. And we were like, okay, like, I'm nervous.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And then his set truly started with, like, I hate my girlfriend. I wish she was the... if I could kill her, this is... that. And we were like, okay, well, we should head out. And so okay. we stood up to leave. And mind you, he'd just been like, hey, beautiful girlies, 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 ladies, girls. And so we stood up to leave, and he was like, fuck you, bitch. And he started screaming. We didn't know this man. We had not interacted at all outside of him being on stage.
Holy
and
shit.
The switch was so fast
it's
that I was
on
like,
a dime.
And at that time, I thought I was bisexual. And so I actually came on this podcast to thank him.
TikTok has completely like revolutionized what it even means to be an artist.
Yeah.
Low key. Because anybody, like any song, any sound
yeah.
can go viral mm-hmm. just from, you know, the most crazy things, whether it's a trend that someone did or someone attached like a filter to their sound. And then mm-hmm. now everybody's using this and it's like, what is this song?
Yeah.
Who is this artist? So it's definitely like changed the way that I think all of us as artists approach music. You know, it's really fun because I'm able to like test, like, do y'all like this song?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all vibing with it? No? Okay, we're gonna go back to the drawing board.
I was totally kidding. That's not a real song.
I hate that song as well.
I also hate it.
Yeah, I was trying to let everyone else know yeah. that it wasn't good.
That it's bad, yes. So I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Thank you.
Yeah. Straight men tend to do very homoerotic things.
Right.
But are also at the same time violently homophobic.
Yeah.
So like they do some things that are extremely homosexual, and then they have the nerve to also be homophobic. I don't understand it.
That part, it was a perfect example of that. I don't know the guy's name, but the basketball player who was caught on video humping his friend, dry humping, like the legs were in the air like this, and the basketball player was like, pow, bow, bow.
Oh my God.
And he was like, the video came out and he was like, dog, I'm not with that gay shit, it was just us playing. Girl, what type of playing is that? I'm like, y'all grown ass men. I'm like, you're right. And the guy who like this, he's like,
like I'm laughing. Like,
right. And the guy, it wasn't just like, girl, when I tell you they were putting in work. I was like, he was like, bro, we was just playing, I ain't with that gay shit. I'm like, well, hell, I don't know what type of play y'all involved in.
But yeah, what that's not how I play with yeah, my friends.
Bro, we just play like a little volleyball, a little badminton, and some of those like playing games. But I'm like, do y'all have like an active sign up list? Because I want to play. Right, like
girl, hey, man, I think my beans, I want to play
is
too.
Is this a new sport?
I think I might be good at it.
Hello, like I would be really good at it. Yeah. But I was like, those are the ones who be the main ones that be so homophobic, but yeah, do like homo shit like that. I'm like, make up your mind. Do you want to be an ally or do you want to be a part of the group? Yeah,
like, when people say that like mascots or like, you know, like yep, native costumes or all kinds of weird appropriative stuff is like appreciation. That's like the most annoying thing you can hear
in the entire world.
Literally, like, how do you not recognize the difference between appropriation and appreciation?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I truly don't understand why that's such a hard concept.
Like,
and I also think like your culture, whatever it is, like when it comes to white people who want to do that shit, regardless of how nicely you ask them to stop or meanly ask them. Either way, they don't listen.
No.
But like, no matter how many times you ask, in whatever way you ask, they're going to ignore you. And it's like, you don't have a culture and that's why you feel like it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
You don't have one. Like, whatever yours is, what is it? Casserole? I don't fucking know. Like, what do you guys celebrate? Colonizing other races? I don't know. That's why I'm like, it's one of those things yeah, where it's well, like,
I mean,
it doesn't bother you because it's not you.
America, 4th of July, yeah, like that's their culture, their that heritage.
Is, yeah,
like,
the Old Navy sales they have around 4th of July, that's their culture. Celebrate that. That's a great thing. Celebrate it.
Yeah, good for you.
I have honestly one of the most horrifying prom stories ever, which I'll have really? To save it, but it
why?
Was.
Why? Tell me now.
Oh my God. So basically, okay, so let me just set the scene.
Yes, please do.
So I was working in retail at the time. I was a counter girl and I was okay. doing eight faces a day. It damn. Was prom season in Orlando, Florida.
Ooh.
And
were you like a Sephora or like yeah, Mac?
Okay. It was Sephora. Mm-hmm. And I was on my last client of the day and I just had a brain fart, you know? And so this is like a very niche explanation, but basically I set right under the contour before I bronzed.
Yeah.
Needless to say, she had the most chiseled cheekbones.
She was serving in her life. Woodward.
Literally. And if you're watching this now, my love, I'm so sorry for ruining your prom. Like I put it on and I saw them in that moment. I was like, oh, I fucked that up.
Though you were like, oh, girl.
I was like, oh no. And I was just, and I had to play it off. I was like, no, babe, this is stunning. This is how the girls wear it. Like, the things you're going
to
eat.
I love to lie sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you got to lie. As a girl.
Anyone who has worked in retail or customer service, you have to lie. The customer is always right.
You have to.
You don't want women to, like, just be stay at home moms because then we're just stay at home moms or yeah. we're mooching off of.
Yeah.
Our partners. Man's money.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Or like, but you don't want them to be working moms either because then they're not good in the workplace anymore. Once yeah. they become a mom, it's whatever. You're yeah. just, you know, it's like, I just feel like motherhood and being a woman is a lot of that.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
You don't fit here, but we also don't want you there. We don't want you at restaurants. We don't want you on planes. We don't yeah. want you in the workplace. We don't even think you're good enough to stay home. I feel yeah. like that's lazy. So yeah. like, where do you want us to go? Yeah, like, where are we going?
What the fuck are we supposed to
where
do, girl?
Where are we going?
Well, it's also like, it's the same kind of weird perception of like, if you post your, like, let's say you and Steven go out on a date night or something, or you go on a trip and you don't have the kids. They're like, where are your kids?
Right.
Where are the kids at? I left them at home alone. What the fuck do you think they are, girl? Like, they're being taken care of. What are you talking right. about?
It's one of my nightmare. Favorite thing about Hollywood is the carpets, because yeah. the world just sees everybody on the carpet all glamorous and beautiful and all decked up. Yeah. But they don't see, like, at the Emmys always seem to fall on the hottest weekend in LA. And the red carpet's outside.
Always.
And what you don't see is if the cameras were to pan over, you'd see a huge line of every celebrity in the world dripping wet, assistants with fans, like, dabbing their faces, terrified. And then they go on the carpet. Yeah. And then the moment they get off, like, layers start coming off, and it's just disgusting and so it's unglamorous. Horrible.
I'm like an internet yeah. dickhead, so I don't have that luxury of someone fanning me. It's one just kind of me. It's one just day. Me, like, with my publicist. My publicist going, like, I'll get you a napkin. Don't worry. I'll get you a napkin. It's all right.
Can we clock the Clueless? Are you too young for Clueless?
No, I know Clueless.
Like, barely.
I'm going to be 28. I'm not that young.
Yeah, barely, exactly. So you're like... So there's this like line in Clueless when she's like, oh my God, like Miss Geist and what's his face, like have their legs crossed towards each other. It's an unequivocal sex invite. But for people like us, it just means that we like love each other so much.
I love that
like,
for
our
us.
Our energies are like leaning look in because like our legs are crossed towards each other.
And then whenever, at the end, we're going to kiss.
Oh my God, I can't wait. And that'll be like a literal second for me. Like,
love
I,
that.
But whenever my husband crosses his legs away from me, I'll be like.
That's actually so real because when I'm mad at my boyfriend in the car, I like face the other way.
No, like if his legs are like, I'm like.
The way I'm facing, like, the window like
why
this.
Why don't you want to fuck me? Like, you know, if he's like this, I'm like, what's wrong?
You're like, so you hate me.
You better be like this.
Yeah, so like, you hate me. In. Let's talk about
yeah,
it.
That's why what do
you
I hate do
Because I'm bi. And they, yeah, and they'd be like, well, you, what kind of girls do you like? You like the girly or the boy kind? I'm like, bitch, what the fuck
first
are you talking
all,
about?
First of all, what? Yeah, like. First of all.
What do you mean?
Like, casual homophobia? Drive
crazy.
Casual?
It's crazy. I'm like, you are...
to say like you like the girl kind or the
like
what the fuck are you saying
fucking third grade
what if I killed you with a gun right now how about that
stop they're not gonna like that they build those things
1000%
I can't even imagine you sending this
like, speaking of Shaquille O'Neal the only picture that I look like a tiny sexy little baby is me and Shaquille O'Neal
period.
We did a prom pose
I love that.
I was the guest band on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen, at South by Southwest many, many years ago. And Shaq was a guest. And I remember so specifically Andy Cohen being like asking, he had questions for him on the thing. And then at the end, he just goes, Shaq, how big is your dick? He just was like, and Shaquille takes his shoe off and just puts it because he's like a size, you know, whatever, 106. And he just puts his shoe and it's this
fucking
long and
25.
He just puts it on his leg and everybody screams. And we took pictures after and I was like,
and I'm inclined to believe him, you know?
I look like a baby.
You look like
never
a
in
strong
my,
5'6".
Never in my life have I looked like a baby.
You look like 12-year-old you
Thanks,
again.
Shaquille O'Neal. Thank you. Thanks, Daddy.
If women, like female artists, aren't like doing the absolute most, like mm-hmm. with costuming, staging, dancing, singing, then they're like, it's not that good. But then you have men who just stand there in a normal t-shirt and jeans and they play for 2 hours straight, no breaks, no fun stuff. It's just very standard.
Absolutely.
And then they're like, oh, he's so deep. He's such a cultured artist. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He doesn't need all the fancy shit.
Oh my gosh, just a genius. I mean, I think that that comes from a culture of, you know, competition when it comes to women.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been culture, you know, from time. Society has made us believe that we have to compete against one another in order to, like, have a seat at the table because there's not so many seats.
Yeah.
So I think that when it comes to why women have to be exceptional, it's because... You know, there's that we feel as if there isn't room for less.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that was day two. And then day three, we saw each other again. Yeah.
And I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Because
I
remember who you were talking to. Do you remember who you were talking to? And I was like, because like, this is where, again, like, I never had met Drew in person. So, like, some people are. Online funny and some people are real life funny, some people are both, and that's not a shot to anybody. Some people just have their written jokes prepared and then they're mellow in real life. Drew's real life. Let me tell you why. So she's talking to somebody. I'm not gonna name their name.
I'm sick. I know who it was
because I'm standing there and she goes, I don't know what she does. She's like, oh yeah, you're like the most handsome person ever or something like that. Say like a hilarious joke, right? And I'm like, and I get it. I'm like, oh, okay, like, funny. And he goes, oh, they go, oh, thank you so much.
Listen.
And she goes, bro, and he turns around, and like, loudly, Drew goes, oh, I don't think they know I was joking. She goes, and this is when I knew, because she goes, is this thing on to like a fake mic? And I was like, oh, yeah. I rock with Drew. This is hilarious. That shit was so funny.
Hold on. I'm fucking sweating in this hot dog. First of all, I'm upset, but I'm so glad you saw it. Because I swear to fucking God, I've told that story. I literally told it on my other podcast with my sister. And I was like, first of all, I'm pissed off.
Yes, it was
because
so
I was kidding. And now this dude is walking around thinking I think he's hot. Like, that upsets me. Like, and the way he was like, oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. So,
So I can't remember what state we were. Do you remember the state?
It was Milwaukee.
It was X-ray.
So we were in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I think it's yeah. Anyways, there was this, you know, very kind young woman that came up to me and was like, she's with her boyfriend, I'm assuming, and she comes up to me and she's like, it was after the show. I think she was one of the other band's fans, so she didn't really recognize me or whatever. Yeah. She was like, hey, has anybody ever told you, like, you look like the Kenneth Kirkland guy? And I literally, I'm so dumb, and I'm just like, yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah.
No, Johnny goes, oh, yeah, I've heard that before, and I'm right next to him. And I was like, hey, sorry, did you say, does he look like the Kenneth Kirkland guy? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, that is him.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, that is me.
She yelled so loud.
She was like, wait.
Oh, my God.
She was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I didn't realize. I said, like, oh, yeah, I get that a lot now.
Oh, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, I do look like a Kenneth Kirkland guy.
I do look exactly like him.
I should start leaning into that whenever someone says, are you the Kenneth Kirkland guy? I'm like, no, I just look like him. You know, like,
just put on the red glasses.
No, it's not me.
Just
not
lie.
Me.
Yeah. Just lie every time. You're like, oh.
They don't, I wonder all the, what do you guys do?
Like, I feel
what
like
do
they you talk about? Silence.
Someone tell me something, and I'm like, I'll have a follow up question that's totally normal. And he'll be like, I don't know. I didn't ask. I'm like, how don't you ask these questions?
Fucking
like,
same.
What do you guys just say sentences and just stop there and never just
no
don't come
follow
up. No follow up.
I'm cool
no.
with the Erica. It was recent too. I was like, oh yeah, my friend broke up with his girl,
I'm
and
like,
she's like,
why?
Oh my god, why? And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Me, like, literally me. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm like, now I gotta call him and ask him. Yeah. Like, that's
she's
not
like,
fair.
She's like,
gave me half a
go
story.
Go find out. I'm like. Now it's awkward. Like, he told me, he's like, oh, by the way, me and blah, blah, blah broke up. I'm like, oh, okay. Are you good? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. And that was it. And we moved up.
How boring.
Erica was like so upset. I still don't know why.
I still don't know.
When I went to Coachella this year, I got the pie. Mm-hmm. The spicy pie. Every fucking time I ate, that's the only thing I ate.
The pizza
one,
I love
one
that.
One big slice, love it.
That's what I was eating.
Yeah, vibing.
Yeah.
And the second day I went to the spicy pie booth again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl was like, you were here yesterday. And I was like, first of all, what did I ever do to you?
Yeah.
Second of all, what's your problem?
Also, there's a lot of people in Coachella, so why are you checking
yeah,
for me?
Yeah, first of all, how'd you remember me?
Why
first
do you
of
remember
all?
Me? You're a fan. You're a fan.
And it, are you? Because you're clocking me.
You're giving fan. It's that's fan behavior.
And not any fan I want. You're clocking me and how many slices I get. And then after that,
where's
I started.
Where's the free slice?
It's always, let him take a picture and not, you want a free slice of pizza?
Every time I have a bad interaction with a gay person, I'm like, don't make me hate gay people. I'll do it.
I saw this.
I'll turn.
I saw this tweet once that was like, I really hate when you guys make me side with a man. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
When they like make a valid point or like they're like kind
you
of.
You never give it to them.
No.
You still have to.
Not
disagree.
Publicly.
No, yeah.
Privately, yeah.
Right.
In my, but I'm not happy about it, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. You got to keep that locked up.
Yeah, locked up. At all, you can't give them, you take give them an inch and they take a mile.
Right,
exactly. You can't, not even a little bit of wiggle room. Mm.
This is a video where a woman is walking around a Target with a videographer and she's getting mad at all of the Pride items on display. She stops a Target employee and asks them where the, quote, straight section is.
The whole store.
Yeah, I was going to say the clothes section, like the normal clothes section, girl.
Right.
You could go there.
What is the big deal?
Once again, like, you are still represented. Like,
right.
Further representation doesn't take from yours.
Right.
It's just more inclusive.
Right.
Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't hurt you.
Nope. It's no different. Like, I ain't got no titties, but I'm not going to be like, why are all these bras here? Where's the bras for the flat-chested people? You know, like, I'm not asking that.
Where are the bras for people with no boobs?
Exactly. I just gope ass. Yeah, yeah. Like, who cares?
I don't know.
My biggest qualm right now is, like, there's, like, I feel like people are going back to, like, minimalism in a way that just is, like, I don't know. I keep seeing those, like, breakdowns of, like, Jacob Elordi's fits. And, like, love him. No hate him. He looks great. Yeah. Like, but it's all very, like, casual clothing. People are, like, dissecting the outfit. I'm like, girl, he put on jeans. Jeans and a cut-off like, shirt and a little Coach bag. He looks great.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, you know, people are
it's
like,
not serving.
Right.
Like, it's not, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, give it. Sometimes I think it's, like, give it to me. I want to see it. Like, I want you to serve me. But I even so, like, for me, I genuinely believe, like, fashion is art, right? It's an art. It's a self-expression. So whatever you feel beautiful in, whatever you feel cunt in, That's what you should wear.
Exactly.
And I just feel like, don't throw stones if you're living in a glass house, girl. Literally. So like, when people say shit to me about my looks, and I go and look, and you're just like a...
Don't throw stones from the Vineyard Vine store. Like,
that's what I'm like.
One time the Italian mafia showed up to my gig.
Yes. What gig? Where were you?
I was doing my solo show in Italy at like this gorgeous theater. And I guess when you perform in Italy, there's like a special tax. And like, my tour manager was just like a hot mess and like never paid this like special tax. And the Italian mafia showed up with guns.
Oh my God.
But when I say Italian mafia, I mean like random men in suits with a piece of loose leaf paper that said, you owe us $27,000.
You owe me $1 million.
Yes. Like, so I'm not even kidding.
Certified.
And they like opened their jaw. They were like,
oh my God.
I like showed a gun.
You're like, I'm in a corset.
No, literally, I was like, zip my dress up. I heard about it. I was like, zip my dress up. Where are they? What are they gonna do? They're gonna shoot me? They're gonna shoot me like this?
That's the Gemini.
Dressed like this?
That's Let's the
go.
Gemini.
I'm like, they better.
Yeah.
This is the what a way to go.
Yeah.
Let's fucking hit it. I will bring these to the mafia now. They are not ruining my show.
Gemini.
Yes.
Okay, Gemini girl.
And I stomped around that theater.
and you did the gig.
Well, no, my tour manager was like, get the dressing room. I will handle this.
What are they gonna do? Shoot me? Probably.
Yeah, like, literally. Yeah. Like, they're like, that's what we're saying. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's my plan to shoot you. Yes.
Well, the show went on, so you can put the pieces together from there.
Committed to the gig.
Right. Well, the show must go on.
Okay, shoot me if you must. Just let me do my number.
Yeah, let me do my show, and afterwards we can talk.
I really think we should do a rap song. I really feel like there's bars in there. You said something earlier. I was like, that's a bar.
We're about to like steal the things you say and put them in.
Please do.
So either you're going to be on the song, or we're just taking your whole bit.
Okay.
I'm happy with either.
Maybe an interlude. I'm shooting my shot now. Maybe you do an interlude.
Oh my gosh, I'll shit myself right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting nervous. My pits are sweating. Getting nervous. That would be an honor. Wow, we'll talk after.
Yeah,
our
iconic.
Teams connect. Wow. Okay, well, how's the love life going? Speaking of men who are constantly throwing themselves at you.
Well, I'll go on a couple dates here and there, but most of the men aren't up to par to what I need. Christian, above 6 feet, has a job, you know, things like that. Knows how to take care of a woman. So most of the men are either missing 6 teeth or homosexuals, though. I just try to steer clear of men like that. I try to find men at church.
Every man that you attract is either toothless or gay?
It seems like it. That's what it seems like. That's been my track record. I don't know what attracts them to me.
You are what you eat, though. So.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's why I'm attracting pieces of shit.
This notion that women aren't funny is wild to me because it started somewhere, right? It started on like 4chan 15 years ago.
For real.
Right? Like, women are fucking funny. Make me a sandwich to like the ugliest motherfucker you've ever seen.
Yeah. I know. I'm very familiar.
Yeah. Being a female comedian on stage, even if it's my show, even if the whole audience is like, we're here to see Caitlin Riley.
Yeah.
I still feel like when I'm on stage, I am constantly having to justify why I'm on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas men don't have to do that.
No.
Right?
When sometimes they should.
And sometimes they should.
Sometimes
but
I deserve
it's like
an explanation.
I feel like men innately, especially in the sphere of like funny comedians, stand-ups, men, like there's nothing I hate more than a mediocre white man on stage with a microphone.
Period, bitch. I feel like I had a blast in college.
I believe that. I mean, that's like the quintessential experience. We didn't get to partying till we were like mid-20s.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't party in college because I was late. No, I'm just I just like wasn't into it. But then when I hit 23, party face hit.
Yeah.
Which was like, fun.
Time to go out.
Yeah. It was us together because she was 25, I was 23, and we were hitting the bars every day.
Oh, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever think back to that time when you're like, that would put me in a hospital now?
Oh my God.
I'd be hospitalized.
No.
I'd be bedridden.
Many times.
Yeah.
The way that I thought I couldn't hang by not doing like a 4-day weekender.
Yeah, literally.
I was like, wow, oh my God. Like, I'm so lame now or whatever. Oh my God. What?
I know. Now I have like 2 glasses of wine and I'm like, oh man, I can't. I have to wake up early tomorrow.
Same.
Well, I can't do it anymore.
When I hit 26, also, I feel like we're just like acting like we're so old right now.
Yeah.
But when I hit 26, I had my first hangover ever. And
really?
Then now.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Because remember, when I was like younger, I would
go out every weekend, like 4 days in a row, and like wake up and go, yeah. No issues. Now I sniff a glass of wine and I'm hungover. It's crazy. I really am acting like I'm so old. I'm sorry.
Right. I had like 4 light beers once, and the next day I thought I had COVID, and I was like, oh, I think something's wrong with me.
It was that bad.
I was the Mr. Krabs meme.